You don't understand how hard it is to build muscle. You're not gonna end up like that.
Man, I'm scared. I don't wanna get too big, guys. I don't wanna get too big, alright? I don't want girls to find me intimidating.
Right? I think you'll be just fine, mate. But yeah, mate, grand final, baby.
Who won?
I don't know, man. I thought I was going to find out from you guys.
Did you guys watch it? Brisbane.
Yeah. Nah, Brizzy, man. That was, look, Sydney, wrecking another final, 2 out of 3 years. Come on, man.
You know, you've heard of collie wobbles. Now, we've got to start doing swabbles.
Sydney swabbles.
Sydney swabbles, mate.
So we question the Bloods culture a little bit.
Ooh.
I'm just going perhaps. Right there.
Look, I like it. To be honest, I like it. He was their opportunity, you know. Say, like, Grundy had a good game, but he's coming up against, you know, a ruck who hasn't played in months in the AFL, right? And then all of a sudden they can't win the taps, they can't win the clearance battle.
It's not that they didn't win, bro. They got annihilated.
Yes.
It's a celebration of Brisbane, but yes. I ask the question, like, what is the Bloods culture right now?
I know. We're going straight into hater mode right now. Is it AFL haters, yeah.
Is it being a good team and just losing grand finals by a lot? Like, what is that?
That's actually written in the contract when you sign the Swans.
Like, credit to their track record, especially Longmire's of, you know, getting there. It's a Ken Hinckley sort of vibe, except he's gone a step further and made grand finals and won one. One, two, one.
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 Yeah.
But at what point now? Like, you can't get whacked in grand finals, man. Like, forget us. Like, we're just watching. We're outsiders here. But if you're a Sydney fan, that's the only thing I could think of was like, man, imagine I was a Brisbane fan. Imagine I was a Sydney fan. If you're a Sydney fan... You're depressed and you're like, again? Really? Why?
How does it happen in a grand final like that, man?
I don't understand it.
Like, they got annihilated in the centre. Like, this is the best midfield this year. Yeah. But to me, it shows kind of the reliance on what Heaney, Warner and Goulden have done all year.
Mm.
Because when they were taken out of the game, the other players just didn't have an impact.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it's this grand final included, but John Longmire's loss in grand finals average was 55 or something.
50 something points,
it's crazy.
Well, the Hawks years ago whacked them.
Yeah. Geelong.
Geelong whacked them. Whacked again today. Mm. And was there one more that they made?
Not sure.
My memory.
Sure. Look, I think Longmire's been in four.
The Dogs beat him as well, didn't they? Yeah.
And that was a pretty handsome win in the end.
Mm. It wasn't a big win.
Mm. Not like these ones, but it wasn't close.
Mm.
Interesting, man.
But yeah, look, I think, it's... The thing I found a bit questionable, right, was the fact that Logan McDonald subbed at halftime, you know, dodgy ankle. Why did they risk it on him and not Callum Mills?
Good question.
You know what I mean? Like, Callum Mills, your captain, nah. But Logan McDonald, who I understand he's a key forward and they're structurally very important to teams, but surely they could have found someone else. Or just, you know, Luke Parker, you know, plays taller. I don't know.
He mustn't have been ready enough. Like, surely they put him in if he's... But he hasn't played much footy this year, Callum Mills.
Yeah, that's fair. But he had a bit of continuity. Like, not that he was playing particularly well, but he had a bit of continuity towards the end of the season.
The thing is though, like, the sub rule exists for a reason, right? Yeah. So you start him. If he's how many goes in quarter one, okay, so...
Mm.
Like, how much are you actually at a disadvantage unless you get multiple injuries? In that case, you're probably gone anyway.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing you say that is... Callum Mills, at half time when the boys are coming off, they're already getting spanked. Right, Callum Mills is in the centre of the huddle telling him what to do, but he's not in the game.
Yeah.
So there's some sort of disconnect there. It's like, I know you're my captain, you're telling me to get my shit together, but you're not even playing.
Yeah.
So maybe if he was a sub, that'd have a slightly different message.
Mm. I don't know, man. Yeah. I just personally think Sydney, and you mentioned it before, they're relying on the big game players. Mm. It worked how many times this year? It worked against the Giants. Last week was great, but there was always this question mark after their poorer form in the second half of the year. Like, I've mentioned a few times, what about their key forwards? Will they stand up when it matters?
Yep.
Their defense, which is usually solid, getting outmarked.
It's old, bro.
Ridiculously outmarked, though. Like, I'll check it while you guys maybe continue.
Even small players like Kyle Lohman, I know he's good above his head.
Yeah.
Marks, Logan Morris, Marks, everyone.
Inside 50 marks, 9 for the Swans. 22 for Brisbane.
You don't win the game if you've got 22.
And so many of them were contested.
Jeez. Yeah.
Mm.
Guys like Reyna, Lohman, Morris jumping over people. Danaher doing his thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Let's get into the flowers, you know, giving our flowers to players, right? Kyle Lohman, my dad's boy.
Hey.
My dad's boy.
Did I tip him as my
you did
Norm Smith shout out?
You did. And honestly, that's a great shout
out. Up to half time, he was the best player, I think. I think his first half was incredible.
I think it's a bit silly how, and look, maybe he wasn't, but when the game was close, he was the best player on the field. Mm. So I think
honestly, but Ashcroft, I think he was great. Clean. He was clean all game.
He was great.
Like, and yeah. I think even like especially towards the end, he really sort of took off. But yeah, like,
yeah. He was up there. Yeah, he was a worthy shout out.
Even Neil, even if he'd Neil had won it, he'd be worthy as well. Yeah. Archie as well. Those kind of four names that were floated, I think. All viable winners.
Yeah, 100%.
It's because everyone in Brisbane played. Like when you have a team performance like that, you look across the board and you're like, everyone played their role.
Mm.
The only person I thought was a bit off was Charlie Cameron. Didn't have a great game.
Thought he was off. I thought he tackled hard and he was a problem.
Yeah, no, I thought he was just.
He missed two easy goals. Yeah, fine.
His kicking was shocking.
Kick one out on the full. I thought it was a bit.
There was that moment. Was it in the third quarter where you're like, all right, it's time to end the game now, and it was probably already over, but. You never know. And he hit the post from an like easy shot. And in my mind, I'm like, don't let this be how they come back. And it did.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, this. Like,
the turning point.
I think BT went, this could be the opening. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe. Yeah.
But yeah, a couple of flowers. So let's go even before the game, right? So all right, Melbourne weather, shout out.
Yeah.
Great day. Yep. Beautiful day.
We're still finishing the day in jackets and jumpers, but you know,
mate, I didn't change. Clearly. Nah. So I'm still in barbecue weather. All right. Shout out,
he's, Dad. He's evidence that we recorded today.
Shout out, Dad's barbecue. Shout out, the beers were cold today.
Nice.
Katy Perry did all right. I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah, like
pretty fun.
I saw someone post on Twitter that it was like a pre-recorded singing,
maybe. Yeah,
and that's fine. I don't really care.
It was fun.
Yeah, you know, because let's be fair, when you're doing that type of performance, where it's not just the singing performance, it's you know, just the aesthetics of it all, and you know, she's moving around and doing stuff. Give it, cut her some slack.
Yeah. What did you think of the Dyson vacuum that she was riding on?
I thought she was floating initially, so it fooled me. Yeah, I don't know. I was a couple of beers in at that point. So,
the beer glasses on.
What about the sexual tension between her and Cal Toomey, mate?
Oh, look,
palpable.
Yeah,
to be fair, that was hard to watch, mate.
Cal,
look, I haven't watched it, and I can't because I'd be jealous. So, yeah, sorry, Cal.
I didn't watch the full thing either.
Like, shout out to you, man.
But yeah, shout out, Cal.
Yeah.
What else can we... Shout out, Eddie Ford, third in the sprint.
Yes. Yeah.
I was not expecting him to come third.
He'd be weighed down by sideburns. I don't know how aerodynamic they are.
And he was wearing earrings as well. Absolute legend. But even bigger shout out to a friend of the pod, Bo McCreary, for winning it.
Yes. Yes.
No, so basically, if McCreary's winning it, you know George would win it by default.
Exactly right, man.
If Miami's weren't as tight as we know.
Yeah, of course. Needs to do some stretches, but...
shout out Fagan, man. Chris Fagan.
I think like his like expression, he's crying, he smiles. I feel like this meant something to him, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like it made, I don't know, it made me feel happy. It made me feel good.
It's a good about story. But so composed as well. Like the siren goes and he's still standing there, arms crossed. Like
that was like, I want to just watch my life like a movie right now and just take it.
Yeah, that's what he's.
That is true.
If it was Hinkley, he'd be doing the worm on the ground or something like that. But like,
he'd find opposition players to abuse.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. He'd go up and just punch Heaney in the face or something.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
That's special. What did Big O, mate?
Yeah.
He seemed very happy, but.
No, I think he was genuinely happy, to be honest with you. Like, I think you can't really discredit him as not being, like, obviously he's not going to be a premiership player, you know, on Wikipedia. But the thing is, like, to us, he cares.
And to
let's be fair.
And the question comes up every year, like, oh, they should give them a medal too. I've got a different proposition for you boys, right? So we know on the grand final day, the players that played get the medal, end of story. Yeah. And you know what? Fair enough. That's a separate medal. I think the clubs, and I don't know if they even do this, but the clubs should just make their own medals for the rest of the team.
I don't mind that.
So the players on the team get this medal from their own team, saying like a really good quality one, saying you were part of this squad too, sort of thing.
And you matter.
Doesn't need to be a big show. It's not going to happen on the day, fine. But like either the AFL or the team themselves, just surely they do something on the side.
There's I like it from the club. I actually do like it from the club. It's better than the AFL, but from the club. I think it's showing that you value these guys and that we want you guys for the next, you know, you mattered on this run to this premiership and we value you going forward.
Well, you know how you can tell the nuance that you can tell that you're valued? In 10 years' time when you got your premiership reunion, does Big O get invited?
Yeah.
But does he though?
He should.
He should.
He should.
But will he?
Yeah.
That's the thing that, you know, that's the thing that will make you feel included. That's the thing that you'll make you feel like, hey, that year, when you reflect on it in 20, 30 years' time, you're part of something, whether he's included.
Mm. Something I noticed about Big O, right? His hair is like an Oasis haircut. is what I realized. Like, I'm trying to put my finger on, like, what does this guy look like? He looks like he's going to rip Wonderwall at, you know, at the celebrations tonight.
Kind of reminds me of Boban Marjanovic.
Boban! Oh, he does. He
got that Boban hair.
Yeah, he's just like that freakishly long guy. Yeah. You know, obviously Boban, the next level.
He's a giant. Like, compared to NBA players, this guy's a giant.
He's like 7'5".
And he's got the same hair.
7'5".
Yeah. Bro, he's huge. And he's just, he's obviously got like gigantism or something. Like, because he's like unnaturally big. Like, huge ears, huge nose.
Big boy,
yeah, but he's funny. He's
like
though.
Little brother to Boban.
Yeah, he's Oscar Big O. He's the
little runt of the family.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if Big O has gigantism like that, but maybe. But like, yeah, nah. But nah, the Oasis thing. I'm just like, what was it, man? Because it's not quite Beatles. It's kind of after Beatles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, good shot. I like that. Yeah,
nah.
It's outdated, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just to put it nicely, but no, like that doesn't matter, man. He's a He's a good bloke. He was, you know, G'ing up, you know. I appreciated that the broadcast gave him a bit of a spotlight.
Mm. But do you think that some of the speeches from the Brisbane Lions, the captain or Fagan should have shouted him out? A bit like a Bob Murphy?
Nah.
No?
They included him enough, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I think that was they did enough. You know, he was on the bench. He had the headphone on the bench. Mm. So obviously he was, you know, they got him involved in, you know.
Yeah. Darcy Fort ran right over to him. That was nice.
Yeah.
That's one lucky player, Darcy Fort.
Oh, yeah. But look, shout out to him. He was serviceable. He had a few nice moments. Man,
he broke even, as far as I'm concerned.
I think, like, if one of the biggest stories, if Joe Danaher retires, like, I think you have a pretty ready-made at least forward/ruck replacement.
Is that
there.
The rumor? Like, what's that is, going on?
Mitch Cleary had on Twitter. I saw really? It on Twitter.
But the reaction and then the reaction of him kicking that goal and then all the boys getting around him almost confirms it.
That was a bit, I was thinking to myself, like, is it extra. Because he doesn't really celebrate his goals and, like, because he did, the boys G'd it up?
Mm.
But now, that's interesting, yeah.
Mm. I think, look, at least for them, like, I think from a Brisbane perspective, it's big. But at least you've got Hipwood, you've got Logan Morris, you have Fort as a, you know, little stopgap third forward. Like, I think they're going to be all right. But, like, it's a champion of the game.
It's a huge loss, I don't think.
Was he All-Australian this year?
No, last year, I think.
Last year, okay.
Last year.
He's been a good player, man. He's been like, he's not the prototypical key forward because he's lanky and, you know, he's a bit unorthodox, but, you know, he kicked the goals and, you know, got himself involved.
He was key. The last two seasons he's been brilliant, but he played a big role in this game. So kind of like that Boyd for Western Bulldogs when he won it. He didn't have a great career, but he helped them win that game. Mm. Obviously, Danaher's a much better player, more consistent, but, you know, that move to Brisbane worked, didn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I just find the whole Brisbane thing fascinating because they've been up there for a long time, right? For years now, top four. Mm. The year they actually win it is probably their worst year, least consistent year. Mm. They finished fifth. They didn't, and the Gabba wasn't even a fortress for them this year.
No.
So it's like everything's against them. They were 13th late in the season. And they still found a way. They were 40 points down against GWS. And then they found their way to weasel themselves into the
early
final.
Early season injuries as well.
Early season, yes, right.
Yeah. They played 27 games this year, right? And 11 of the players played every game. And they're the first players to play 27 since 1977. So it shows how much was going against them where they had to play 27 weeks in a row with one bye round. Or actually two. But yeah.
It's a special performance. And to get back into the grand final from last year, you know, I feel like there's that trend where if you get beaten in the grand final, the year after you're not that successful, especially if you're smashed. But they didn't get smashed, but they still found that Collingwood didn't even make the eight. Brisbane backed it up and won. That's very impressive.
And look, I was watching the last 2 minutes of the last year's grand final because I wanted to see, because I think Berry did something where he stuffed up. Like, I think I couldn't really pinpoint what it was. Like, there was a moment where on the wing he gave away a 50 to steal side bottom and side bottom kick the goal. It might have been that, perhaps. But you look at the team and the way they played. There was a moment where Collingwood, there was a free kick to Brisbane around their 50. They played on when they didn't even know they had the free kick, but it was hardly a play on. They could have won it last year as well. So like,
they definitely could have won.
This is a team who's been very consistently good. They could be back to back premiers. You know, if it just went a little bit differently,
and they could be next year as well because they're getting Kitty Coleman back. They're getting another Ashcroft. Their key players are still in kind of the window.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's a pretty star-studded team, really.
Yeah. And another player to shout out as well who missed the season, Lincoln McCarthy.
Yeah.
He's excellent for him. And
true.
Obviously, that afforded the opportunity for Kyle Lohman
And Logan Morris as well.
And Logan Morris. I say more so Lomans because he's a small forward, you know. So I think it just shows how much depth they have going forward with those type of guys coming back. Yeah.
Well, they played to their strengths today. And Sydney just, I don't know, it seemed to me at one point like Sydney was just like, oh, there's Goulden. I could kick it in the 50, but let me just give it to Goulden just cause. And Goulden was just bombing it in like that initial player could have. So yes, it's like, are you just giving it to your star player just for the sake of it, or are they in a better position to execute something than you?
Yeah,
I felt it was a bit of that, whereas Brisbane was just like, who's open, handball, play on. They were playing much faster from the get-go.
Yeah, they were just skillful. They're on top. Like, you see that McCluggage kick in the first half from the halfback. They were on, mate. And as I said a couple times, really, the domination from the midfield, like when you're winning that hard and getting it forward and you're putting scoreboard pressure on and then you're finding a way to kick mark it all the way through, Sydney's just not getting their hands on the ball.
No.
So then how do you expect them to execute any game plan, get their good players in the game when they're just getting, they're nowhere near it?
Yeah.
It was actually fascinating how much they annihilated.
And their rebound off halfback was non-existent. Like Blakey looked like he was forcing everything out there.
Yeah.
You know, other guys like Rob, where was Roberts? Where were all these guys that you're like, Florent? These guys had no say in
Jake
the game.
Jake Lloyd. I haven't noticed him,
man. None.
Like usually like, oh, Sydney just sort of pinging around for a bit and find the opening. They had no time today to do anything.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if like it's on the Sydney's, oh, so on Brisbane's pressure. Is it on, you know, Sydney's bad kicking into the 50? Did the forward line just not function today? Because there's something I was talking about last week of how good the forward line is and how well they function, how selfless they are. Mm. They manage to get contested marks. They get, you know, Papley and Haywood off the chain for some, you know, uncontested type of marks.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. No. And Brizzy's defense.
I credit Brisbane for all of it, to be honest with you.
Well, mate. It's pressure. It's the way that the ball comes in and just a lot of their players like Harris Andrews, Lester, just really standing on.
Mate, Stasovic.
Stasovic was the key.
Oh, yep. He was excellent.
Wilmot, great player as well.
Yeah, man.
And Zorko was amazing. Like he didn't get any love for Norm Smith or anything, and rightfully so. There was a few others with a bit more wow moments, but he was just tough, clean.
What a year. Yeah, I mean, think about this guy. Like he's 35. He's been in Brisbane for years, been a great soldier. He's got his flag.
Yeah.
Mm. Like that's a feel-good story. He got there in the end.
Mm, you know, orders of the battalion, you know, a bit later, he'll do that one as well. But anyway, now look, yeah, nice to see him get one. And I think with him, like, I think you might have mentioned, oh, he might drop off next year. He's not going to drop off.
It's just if injury catches him, that's all.
Yeah, of course, because he's old. But, like, he's, like, so clean. The way, like, he gets the ball in the back 50, in their defensive 50 and just moves it out, hand passes it on, kicks it on. Like, he's just, he's excellent, man. He's excellent.
Oh, unreal. But yeah, no, Sydney for me, I don't know, man. Like, what do you actually expect from them next year based on this? It was a great year overall. Like,
back up.
Lots of wins. You think so?
Yeah. Where are they going to drop off? Like, they're going to lose Luke Parker, which, like, I think it is a big out. You know, he did kick a third of their goals. You know,
so, shout out Luke Parker. He showed a lot of shinbone and spirit out there.
He did, man. He did. So I'm so keen on Monday when he announces that he's, you know, requesting a move to North or he's going to move to us on free agency or however it's going to be. So look, they're going to lose him. They're not going to lose that many other players off the top of my head. Sam Reed retires, not a non-factor at this point of his career. Logan McDonald comes back a bit stronger. Amadi comes back a bit stronger because they're young guys. You know what I mean? You can't imagine that they're going to, you know, regress.
What about the defense though? We mentioned it earlier. Rampy's old.
Yeah. They're looking at Frost. I've seen. They're looking at, obviously, that, I don't think that's going to change that much. He's a solid player.
He just can't kick though.
My main concern with him, and I agree with you, I do think they'll be fine, but this year they were first all year, obviously great win streak and whatnot, making the granny again. But other teams are coming pretty hard for them. Like Hawthorns, everyone's expecting them to back it up. Carlton, if things go well, can be a top four team.
Yeah.
Collingwood, with fitness, can push up the ladder
Collingwood
again.
Should be good.
Port, we expect to be up there again. Brisbane, again, like Geelong.
Can we bring up the odds? Giants. Because in our group chat, someone took a photo.
I'll bring that up.
Can you bring that up? Because like, I love what the Hawks did this year. But them being equal favorite at this point when our mate took a screenshot, took the screenshot, at this point, come on, man. Like, the Hawks are good, but you can't expect them to be premiership favourites.
So, the current odds, Sydney to back it up, tied with Hawthorn at $6 as the leading favourites.
Come on, man.
Carlton tied with Sydney at $7.
Like, I'm kind of, yeah.
Georgie, like, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm basically being a Georgie throughout this year. Like, they can't back it up. They can't back it up, the Hawks. No way.
No, but I actually think the next year they'll be quite good.
The interesting thing is, and I'll get
to
this.
But equal favourites, though?
We'll talk about it in a sec.
Over Collingwood and Carlton?
They made a prelim.
Fair enough. But over Port and over... I don't know, man. It feels a bit...
So you then know. You got Giants at 8, Dogs at 10, Freo 12, Collingwood 13, Geelong 15. When they were a few points off in being in this game, which is interesting.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder if Geelong would have won this game if they made it.
Could
you imagine if Geelong made it and they did the same thing they did this once 2 years ago?
True.
There would have been a chance of it, to be honest. Like, why not? Mm.
Look, it's a good point you make about Sydney because it's like, what else could they have done this year
to
get them in that position? And if you're a Swans fan, you kind of probably feel like what else do they need to do?
Correct.
Like, this year, the dominance that they showed for the majority of the season was ridiculous. Mm. You know, the first half of the season, I don't remember what their stat line was, but they were breaking records left, right and centre, right? And they lost.
And the way the season went, if we can just recall it for a moment, is started dominant, winning big. Then it was like they're winning a few nail biters, and then they started losing, and then they brought it back and they had a few nice finals wins. But even then, like the game against the Giants could have gone either way.
Yeah,
then they play Port, who just destroyed themselves the week before and had all, like they had the rest. Like that was primed for them to win.
Yeah.
And then here they are. Like they actually didn't do that much in September where you're like, that was the form team going into it. They just sort of did what they had to do.
Well, they weren't, but you're right. The rest of the competition caught up to them. Like Lions caught up to them. The Hawks caught up to them. Giants caught up to them. Even the Bulldogs were in somewhat reasonable form coming in. So they did get the separation between them and the other teams did catch up towards the end.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of shows that. Fagan said it at the end. You know, we modeled our game after you guys.
Mm.
And obviously, you know, that sort of happened in the end. And yeah, those teams caught up and more experienced bodies perhaps from Brisbane sort of won out.
Like I think they'll be thereabouts. And if they play their best footy at the right time of the year, they can be in this position again. But that whole top eight and even a few teams out of it, you can justify them making the leap to becoming a top four team.
Yeah.
It's actually wild. So I think this was their year, to be honest, and they might have blown it.
Yeah.
But
I think, and the concern is now, right? I don't know if you guys are on top of this sort of rumor mill, right? But Warner's got a year to go in his contract.
Mm.
There's the rumor that he might want to go back.
Heavy rumors.
Yeah, heavy rumors to go back to Perth. I think it'll be next year, probably not this year. But like, all of a sudden, you lose him, you know, Parker's gone. You still got Heaney, you still got Goulden. But Rowbottom. So it's not too bad, but you know, Warner's just got that explosion out of the midfield. Mm. That'd be a huge
loss. Can't replace him unless you go and get someone yourself.
Yeah. Unless Mills can, regenerate, his career a bit more and, be an inside mid, because he was always meant to be, like he was, I remember at one stage, even like 2 years ago, he was a gun. Was he all Australian at one point?
Yeah.
He was my pod on Supercoach.
Yeah. And didn't he do woefully on you as a pod, or was he good?
Nah, he had a few monster games.
Oh, really?
Like it was the year where he had some dud games, but then he would have some huge anyway.
Yeah,
some massive games.
So like I guess that they'll probably be all right, but like it's just,
Look, I don't doubt the Swans' ability to make top eight and be a successful team, but I guess their challenges we've highlighted is making that ultimate leap. Right, five grand final appearances or six grand final appearances under Longmire and only winning one is poor.
Has he been in five or six?
Yeah,
I didn't even realize. I thought it was like four.
We just mentioned this one. Yeah. The Geelong one,
yeah.
Bulldogs.
Hawthorn twice, once they won.
Mm.
Yeah. Once they got handsomely beaten. So, I don't know. I think next year will be, and maybe we'll do some really early predictions later, but what about Brizzy? So, they've won this one. We've mentioned already Ashcroft coming in. Basically, the
Levi.
Almost the twin.
A Will clone.
A twin of a second-year player that's won a Norm Smith.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man.
Insane. And then you've got his brother coming in who... very comparable as a prospect.
I think that's what we're sort of saying.
Oh, yeah basically.
That's what we're getting at. So you've got that. You've got even Sam Marshall as well. Is he another prospect that they're going to get?
Yeah, kind
so
of
there's,
like,
that's kind of like, Jasper Fletcher. So they're going to have two Ashcrofts and Ashcrofts and two Fletchers basically is the vibe.
Yeah.
On top of that, Logan Morris is, just an up-and-coming key forward, It just makes you excited, man.
Do you think next year they'll make top four?
Yeah.
It's the expectation at this point,
100%,
surely.
100%. Yeah. Like, there's no reason
not to, no.
Yeah, if we were to make a prediction, if we were going to do a ladder prediction, right, I think let's just sort of have a little bit of a guess, right? You'd have Sydney up there. Sorry, you'd have Brisbane up there first of all. Hawthorn would be around the mark. Geelong, would they be still up there?
I'm back in Geelong. If they get Bailey Smith, I'm back in the mid then.
Yeah, Geelong. Because then he can go replace like an Atkins in the midfield. So that's a big upgrade.
Early top four. In no order, maybe. Let's just bracket the top eight in two sections.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just go in like a what's the top tier? The top tier, I would say, would be
Brizzy, Sydney.
We're gonna go Sydney. We're gonna go Hawks, Geelong, Port. That's five teams.
So they were the five better teams in the
final. No, and surely Giants.
And the Giants. So that's six teams.
So then two spots for who? Carlton, Collingwood.
Frio. You could consider Collingwood to be in that. Maybe not. Collingwood if they're in that top fit. If they're fit, but they're not quite there at the moment.
If Jordan Dugowie plays the full season, Tom Mitchell gets back in the guards, these type of players.
And they'll get some recruits.
They'll randomly get some beast.
I expect them to make the top eight. Same. I think they did
they
have a lot going against
them. They underperformed this year, man. Like, if they're the type of team that, if made the eight this year, they could have made a prelim.
Easily.
They're just, they can do it. You're right. There's a lot of teams competing for the eight because Carlton will be around the mark, Collingwood will be around the mark, Freo will be around the mark, Dogs will be around the mark, Essendon, but still they'll be around the mark. Saints should be better next year. Suns should be better next year. Like, there's not many bad teams. Bad teams are West Coast, North, hate to say, and Richmond.
I don't know, man. If we get Houston, Daniel, Darling, Parker, I don't know.
All of a sudden, there's good ball.
We're Gold Coast.
Look, I'd be happy if we managed to get like a 12th, 11th type vibe. I'd be pretty.
That's
like,
what you want.
It's got to be
just
the
progression.
Yeah.
It's got to be. And then the next year, maybe we join the Warner sweepstakes. It's not going to happen. He's going to go to Western Australia.
We've already got Warner. Colby McCurtain.
True. Look, man, that kid's pace. I miss watching North week to week just to see him. Sheasel.
Can we talk about this for a moment?
Yeah.
Every year on Grand Final Day, I don't know if you guys have this same feeling.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I love Grand Final Day, no matter who's playing. Mm. But deep inside of me, I am like resentful. And I just like, I actually just reflect and sit there at the end of the game watching everyone celebrate. Like, my family's off making coffees, whatever. I'm just sitting there like, just once in my life, just please, just once. I want to be this team and enjoy it. And I just need this, like, just once, please.
Look, context as well, like, Dino's whole family is...
They're all Hawthorn.
So he's sat there being like, oh, well done, guys, his whole life as a North supporter. Like, it's actually quite, like...
You G it up. Like, I've been very blessed to go to a few of the grand finals and enjoy the atmosphere, so I know all about it. But I haven't had that same feeling. And I've just been thinking, like, once would be enough. Like, don't get me wrong. If my team forms a dynasty, I would love every second of it. But just once would be amazing. Yeah. I just want it.
I reckon once would be definitely amazing, the first one. But I don't reckon you'd ever get enough.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, of course.
But
at
least you could look back and say, that was fun. Like, I had that one time.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, but then
I thought that was going to be this year. For Carlton.
No, that's the thing, man. Like, anyway. Yeah,
that's fair. I was going to say, at that point, multiple premierships, like, the cup runneth over, you know what I mean? It's a bit too, you know, you can't ask for too much, man.
True. Well, the reality is, I mean, being two North, just three or four, whatever.
Yeah.
But being two North fans and a Carlton, the reality is the last time our teams were in the grand final was the exact same day, boys.
Yeah, we've both suffered a long.
And I'm not even talking, like, firstly, is just making the game and being part of the week and the day. That would be insane. But winning it, obviously, is different. Yeah. So, 95, 99... both in the 99 final. Yeah. Like, we don't remember that.
No.
We're too young, right?
I was 2 years old, mate.
Same.
I was four. So, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, if Carlton or North were in the grand final, would you guys actually rock up to the grand final parade? Would you be that?
No.
Yeah. No, no. I was going to say, because we're talking about it at work. I'm like, what?
I just think, you know, like, maybe, you know what?
But you know what? It could actually be a lot of fun because everyone around you is, you know, a Carlton man or North fan.
I'll correct it. As a grown man myself, I probably wouldn't. But if my daughter was old enough, I'd go with her if she wanted to go. Right,
that's fair.
I reckon it could be a lot of fun, man.
I think it's a good family thing. But just me, if it was me and Matt are just going, I don't think we'd go.
Saying that,
if the time came next year, me and Matt will probably do everything that's available.
No, you're right. I think I'd just take, like, you know, leave from work for, like, for the next 2 weeks.
Look, if you won, you'd have to take leave. You ain't going to work Monday morning.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Look, depending on the first, like, let's say 8 to 9 rounds of the season, I'll have to make some adjustments to put myself into the leave calendar.
Well, the way that the footy's been played, the first 9-10 rounds means nothing. according to Brisbane.
Yeah. True.
And
true.
The Hawks.
Mm.
So anyway, I had that feeling, thought I should say it. I'm sure we feel the same.
Yeah, that's fair. I think, and look, I'm sure plenty of people would have, you know, empathy and sympathy for that.
Well, people our age, let's be real, right? So Collingwood fans know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Tigers fans do, Hawks fans do, Swans, Cats. Who else has won it? Dogs,
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah, but you look at Freo fans, you look at us.
Freo fans haven't, but at least they've made a grand final in our lifetime.
Yeah, true. That is true.
In our conscious watching footy life. Saints fans at least have made the grand final. No,
making the grand final would, and losing is worse than even making it.
Just about.
I know, but there's that certain thing of like, we're here that we haven't felt.
Yeah. Even like, was it Adelaide?
Adelaide hasn't.
They haven't made one for years.
Eagles have. So it's really just a handful of teams that are like, if we, at our age, well, you know, in our conscious football watching life, it's Bombers fans, Blues, Roos. Who else hasn't made a grand in Crows? Every other team.
Yeah. No, Crows made in 20...
Oh, you're right. 20, no, they did.
Sorry, yes, they did. Yeah, they so it's just us. Yeah, yeah. So North, Blues, Bombers, and then obviously your Gold Coast.
Yeah, but Gold Coast.
Giants. So there's basically three traditional teams. That are like us. We're in the minority.
I was going to say Saints made a final,
but that was
two finals.
But that was a long time ago. Saints. That was 2010, wasn't it?
I know, man. But still, like,
But like, at least the people who have, like, you know, in their 20s, like us, they would remember this. If you're a Saints fan, you'd remember.
Would you
know what I mean? Yeah. If you're in high school,
14 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We'd be.
Yeah. I'd be remembering
15.
I hardly remember.
Yeah. I'd be 11. You know.
Look, I reckon when we're in our age group now, this is the most present and understanding of our football.
Correct.
This is when you want to experience it. You don't want to experience it when you're 11.
Mm. I agreed. Agreed.
When you're 11, you remember, oh, Juddy was good. Like,
yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. I just remember like thinking back to then. I just remember like Boomer being just a little, just doing things and just like. Kind of what Colby's doing now, where he's just sprinting everywhere, you know what I mean? And he's doing those gut-busting runs. That's as close as we've gotten to the Boomer Harvey feeling.
Good fun, I would say.
Like, I don't know. Agreed? Agreed?
Yeah, who do you think gets it first, Carlton or North?
Look, that's tough.
Funny part? If Carlton's current run doesn't make it and we dive, it could be you.
Let's
guys
do that. Fun that's, thought experiment. So we just mentioned Bombers, Blues, Roos, three of the more traditional teams to not make a grand final in our conscious lifetime. Who makes it first? And it probably wins it, but even just making the grand final. Actually, let's say wins it, because Carlton could make it next year, theoretically speaking.
Look, I think at this stage, it's Carlton, then North, then Essendon. like no offense. Look, the thing is with Essendon, I like some of what they've got, but as long as Brad Scott's the coach, where's the improvement going to come from? Explain it.
Look,
who's
guaranteed not to have any Essendon subscribers.
While we're at it, so like, during the barbecue pregame, I had a couple beers, and my brother was just playing on loop, just like the AFL theme songs, just G'ing up. So we're just listening to song after song, right? And when you've had a few beers, it's very fun to sing along and whatever, right? Bombers one comes on, and speaking of Brad Scott, hear my lyrics out, right? So instead of see the Bombers fly up, man was singing, see Brad Scott stuff it up. Yep.
Well, look, he's this year he stuffed it up, man. He stuffed that up, bro. Like, I think, have a great midfield, like, of merit. Caldwell has really stepped it up this year. Parrish is good. Wasn't that Durham's good?
I hear Matza completely on this. You have to say Blues. They've got all Australians in their team on every line.
Yep.
But if you're being real as a neutral, you're looking at North's list and Bombers' list, and we're talking winning the grand final.
Yeah. If you guys get your rebuild right, then, you know, you could leapfrog.
I think we can confidently say Sheasel, Wardlaw, Colby. You've got an all-Australian full forward in Larky. There's a lot to fill in.
Yeah, but that's not enough, man. Because we've got that, and I watched Brisbane play today. Carlton is nowhere near that skill level, man. It's just nowhere near it, man.
You're just a couple small forwards away, man.
all the small forward positions need to be filled.
That's fair. Look,
and then a lot of other spots as well.
Yeah,
they just got so much class, man. That's a classy team.
Yeah, yeah,
100%. Because even the dudes who, like Stasevich, for example, he's a tough in and under defender, but he uses it well. Who he's comfortable.
Bad? Who played bad?
No one. No one played bad. You know, you're trying to make an argument that Charlie Cameron didn't have a good game, but even he was fine.
He wasn't at his highest standard, that's all.
Yeah,
but if that's what you're nitpicking, because there's no one else.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And you've got these young kids that are playing their first finals and like dominating. Come on, man.
Look, I think my thing with North, like I feel good about, you know, those young guys. I actually think we need to start capitalizing sooner than later, because LDU's not that young. He might be 27, 26, 27, you know.
Polled well. Let's talk a bit of Brownlow. So
actually, that's LDU true. And Sheasel,
for a team that sucked like we did, especially, I know LDU finished with more votes, because he had more three vote games. Mm. But in the first half of the year when we sucked and didn't win a game, Sheezer was polling, man.
Even as a half back.
As a half. Like,
so obviously they were still rating what he was doing quite highly.
I think that says a lot. Like, if we do climb up the ladder even a little bit next year to become like that 12th position team or something, who's to say he doesn't get enough votes to be in the top five or 10?
He's a top player that could, because he's very consistent. He gets a lot of the ball. So if umpires take notice of him, then
it's interesting. But no, Georgie, you can lap it up for a little bit. Paddy Cripps, 45 votes. How does it feel, man?
Crazy, man. Yeah. Look, I'm happy for him, man, because, you know, he deserves it. A deserving winner. There's a lot to actually talk about with the Brownlow, because it's quite an interesting kind of turn of events. Yeah, I mean, the 45 votes is just like, I was pissing myself at that point. Like, give another three, give another 45 votes. He said, I mean, obviously it's never been done before, but even like, people didn't talk about it. Even Daquas broke the record. Mm.
That's the thing. When he was 38.
I felt for him. Like, he was upset. Yeah. He was upset. Imagine breaking the record and not winning the Brownlow because someone else smashes the record.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Look, it's an interesting thing. I've got a couple of kind of things that run around in my head. First of all, there's some criticism on Cripps for getting 45 votes, which is kind of strange. Like, why are we criticizing this guy?
Look, I think
more the system. I'll get to it. First of all, he was the favorite for the Brownlow. Mm. The favorite won.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. It was Daquas or Cripps, and then Daquas or Cripps, right? So that's kind of the main thing. It does, and what people probably that aren't Carlton supporters don't quite understand is Cripps had an amazing season, but a really consistent season. All I did in the pod all year was praise Cripps and say Cripps is the only one that plays for this team, right?
Mm.
So he was unbelievable, but also really consistent, and he's an impact type player, so he gets votes. I think the problem with the Brownlow and what some people are having an issue with is what we've talked about before, and I think Neil last year is also a beneficiary of this, the same type of player gets the votes only. And if you're the only player in your team that performs, like Cripps and like Daquas, they're both the same, you're just getting the three voters or the two voters every game. And Cripps, because of his consistency and not many other people taking the votes, Carlton won a decent amount of games and is an impact player, he just polled his ass off.
Mm.
And consistency is what kind of got him just a crazy amount of things. It's not like he had the greatest season of all time. He just polled in every game because in every game he was around it. Now, there was that one game that they said he had really poor efficiency and didn't kick it. So it's not 45, it's 42. It's mental. It's actually mental. So, look, deserving winner. But you guys hear me talk about the coaches' votes a lot. And to me, that's still the prime. The Brownlow does feel like a kind of a cheaper award these days. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it's very glamorized and, you know, they bring out, you know, their girlfriends and they all dressed up hot and all that type of stuff. And it's a big event. It's at Crown or wherever it's at these days. Yeah, I think it's a very showy event. It's for the TV. Whereas the Coaches Award is, you're probably right. Maybe
happens if they did this? Instead of doing the Coaches Votes and presenting them every year, what happens if they changed the Brownlow to be the Coaches Votes and they didn't tell you who won it and they just released it
That is the solution if you want to find out who the coaches and the people involved directly in the game value is you do a similar thing, and you can still do a 1-2-3 count, but just have the people contributing to the count, the coaches or the coaching panel. So
that way Jeremy Cameron could win a Brownlow.
Yeah.
But the way it is these days, like, the only people that are going to win it are the inside mids.
And look, my point of view, if I'm being very honest here, you guys hear me constantly, and the whole AFL world will complain about umpires every week. They'll make a dumb decision. Mm. We don't like them, da-da-da. Yet we put the most glamour into their award.
Yeah,
and they don't even look at the stat box. Like, not that stats matter totally, but it does provide some context to what they're seeing, because they're making 1,000 decisions per game or more if you include non-decisions. And then they're walking off. Like, how long are they actually thinking about this? Do they have a shower, relax, and then are they just like 3-2-1?
They sit in the room and they go. But it does get info. If they don't look at stats, right, they may see a play that Cripper does.
Mm.
Or two goals that he kicks and go, he won them the game. Give him the votes.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And that's the thing, because he stands out. Yeah. Even when he doesn't have big games, just the little get the ball, shrug off a tackle, kick it into the 50, like pinpoint to Charlie Kerner's head, whatever it is, it makes him look good.
Yeah, that's right. But what I think the crazy part is how a lot of people saying had a Bont, not poll.
Yeah.
He's a high poller normally, but Treloar took all his, I don't know what.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense to me.
Nah, it was, to be honest, it was ridiculous. And I was thinking to myself, because I have a shocking memory. I had a little look. I'm like, who? What was the Supercoach votes this, like Supercoach points this season?
No, he got
what was the top? I'm like, wait a sec.
Yeah, he scored.
Yeah, the umpires just gaslight me into thinking Bont didn't have a good year. He did have a good year. He was ridiculous.
And this is the issue, right? It's like I say, the umpires are right there in the thick of the action. That's why it's a midfielder's medal, because they're right next to them.
Yeah, true.
They don't see, like the coaches see, hey, that was a heroic filling of the zone and an intercept. They don't see that. They don't care. Yeah,
true. They don't see the role that the coaches put on to tag him and take out of the game.
Like, hey, if that guy, if Tom Stewart didn't roll off that guy at that precise moment, like the coach saw, they would have scored.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true.
They didn't see Harris Andrews stop Charlie Kerner, stop him from kicking it. They don't. So, yeah.
So, I think it's, yeah, you're right. And the fact that they do present on television now, the AFL Awards, is that the same one?
Yeah, the awards night.
The awards night. They're sort of glamouring that up a little bit. And then we're just doing it a few weeks later for the Brownlow. I think there's room to rework it. They won't.
Yeah, it's just traditional.
They want the
just,
two events. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's too ingrained in us that the Brownlow is, oh, this is the big thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? It has a cool name too, the Brownlow.
But I think we should devalue it when we're talking, like reflecting on someone's career. If they've done X amount of other awards, not to make it sound like, but the Brownlow, oh, they want a Brownlow though. Like,
yeah.
If anything, it should be like, if you won the coach's vote, it's like, oh, shit. Like, this guy was well-respected by everyone involved in watching him play.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't think it takes away from the player, but maybe you still look at their career with more context. I don't know. It's harder to say.
Now, here's a question. Who would you take, Neil or Bont's career?
Oh, they've both won a granny now, eh? Yeah, interesting. Have to be Neil.
Is it? Yeah, I think people would say that Bont's a better player. But is he?
I don't know. I feel like Bont can just do more with his size and his just his burst.
That wasn't the question though. The question was whose career would you have, not who would you like to play like. I think Neil's won.
Career. Look, if it's that argument, you probably have to be.
And you know what?
Are you saying who's a better player? Your point.
I don't know. I don't know what I asked.
Your point is proven though, because I just jumped and said Neil because I thought career. Two Brownlows.
Yeah, two Brownlows
and a premiership.
Well, who would you?
But then we just said,
what about Cripps or Bont?
No, but hang on. But the point being,
yeah, because I did Bont say
just
career,
won. Bont just won the captain of the All Oz.
Yeah,
and then the other coaches' awards he's done well in his career as well. So it's like, hang on a sec. Why did I jump straight to thinking Neil?
Yeah,
because it is that value.
True. Look, it's interesting, man. It's interesting. That's the thing. If Cripps won a premiership, you could honestly say he's one of the best midfielders of all time.
Well,
to be honest, he
already is one of the best midfielders of all time. He's won two Brownlows.
Yeah,
but
I thought we didn't care about Brownlows.
No, we do. What I'm saying is, that's what I said before. It doesn't devalue their career winning the Brownlows. You might have to look at it with more context, or maybe you don't. You don't.
I don't know.
Maybe there's no problem. Maybe there's no problem with him winning 45 votes.
Just enjoy the night, and sure, the umpires decided exactly how many votes he won by, but he still was the favorite, like you said. So, if he won it with 10 votes less,
you're saying it's like crazy that Cripps was the best player. I think this is a genuine argument.
It's just weird the way all of a sudden who ended up on 26 votes. Actually, no. This is what it was. So Bont lost by 26 votes to Cripps. Mm. That won you a Brownlow like 10 years ago. 26 votes got you a Brownlow. How has it gone so out of whack that 45 votes is possible in a season that was good, but it wasn't obscenely good?
No. It was obscenely good.
You reckon?
Yeah. 100% doesn't seem good.
All right, fair enough.
But this is the thing. People are bringing the Bont factor to devalue Cripps this season.
No.
When that's the individual that just didn't get votes for some reason. That's not Cripps' fault.
I've got no issue with Cripps winning at handsomely. The only thing is, like, when you expect a record to be broken, it's like if you're watching Olympic swimming, right? If someone breaks the world record, they're not beating it by like 5 seconds. They're beating it by milliseconds.
It's just, but I think Cripps, like, his season was so damn consistent. It was so, like, he just didn't play a bad game. Mm. That's what gave him the votes.
Oh, nothing against it.
I'm not saying that, like, I want, like, Cripps and Bont and Dacos to be battling out for 50 votes next year. I don't want that. I want it to be around the 30 mark. Mm. But, yeah, we'll see what happens next year. It'll be very interesting.
There was a lot of players, sorry to interrupt you about that. There was a lot of players in the mid to high 20s as well.
Mm. There was.
It just seemed like this year the umpires were just like, star players are just getting them, getting all the votes. But
wasn't it interesting that Heaney, the outright favourite, the guy that did a speech when he lost the Brownlow with his thing, wasn't even near it, bro.
Yeah, true. No, he wasn't. Even at the start of the season where he killed it, like, I expect him to get, like, you know, perfect votes in the first few games. Ended up being Warner instead.
Yeah, like, he did well, but he got spanked in the end. He wasn't even near it.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying Heaney's lost to Brownlow. Well, how crazy would that have been? The outright favorite. Heaney's definitely winning it. if he wasn't thinking, and then he doesn't even get near it.
Yeah, true. It was weird. Like, yeah, the other thing, like, the thing I was going to say, right? So, Cripper didn't have anyone to take his votes away.
No.
Dacos didn't have anyone to take his votes away. In the end, it sort of reminds me, and this is probably more relevant to Dino, sorry, Georgie, because it's NBA talk. The MVPs are always dudes who don't have fellow All-Stars with him. And if they do get All-Stars, it's like Chris Middleton type All-Stars, where it's like, he's cool, but it's not like he's a star. He's a second star type guy. You know what I mean? Giannis wins, you know, MVPs. Jokic. Like, I love Jamal Murray. I'm a huge Jamal Murray man. But, like, he's not anywhere near that level. Look. And Embiid as well. Like, at the time, Maxi, he wasn't even an All-Star.
But NBA, you know I hear you. NBA, given there's only five on the court, it's pretty much your team if you're the best player. So there's a bit more ownership with the success of the team. In footy, it's like a good team should have players stealing votes off each other.
Yeah.
But then the best player still should get respected enough to win these awards. It's a hard balance.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one, man. Yeah. It's very interesting.
It's like Jason Tatum or something, you know what I mean? Like we didn't think he was going to get the MVP.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? But he was, you know, he was the best player on the best team.
Cripps wouldn't have won the Brownlow though if Walsh had a consistent year though. Because in that patch where Walsh came in and dominated, he's had to take votes away from Cripps. So, you know, that's why the Heaney, the Warner, the Goulden, they all polled in the 20s.
Yeah, true. True.
That's a lot of votes between three people. And three of those players didn't play well in the grand final and they got spanked. So, anyway.
Who's your very early tip for next year's Brownlow?
Ooh. Given the way the votes are, you have to say an inside midfielder. So, Charlie Kerner.
Look, I think it depends. Like, say if North do well, LDU has to be up there because he was killing
it. If you go points per wins, it's ridiculous how, like, if you consider the fact that LDU finished, what, like 8 votes behind Heaney or somewhere thereabouts, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but even Carlton, they didn't have that many wins. How many wins do you guys have in the end? 14?
No, we didn't have 14.
13, you know what I mean?
12 or 13.
I think you have to finish maybe 12th and higher.
Yeah, to be a chance.
Seriously, because you need to win some games.
Look, I know how you feel with it because I remember 1 year, 2019, Cripps had 26 or something votes in the Brownlow, came third, and we had 2 wins that year. So that it's similar time, I think. If North is winning, it means Sheasel and LDU are dominating, right?
Yeah.
Look, I think early prediction is the most boring one, Dacos, and I think Dacos is going to be the prediction for the rest of his career.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Like, he could have already had 2. He would have won a last year in his second year.
Yeah.
He broke the record that was broken again this year. Like, what a superstar.
Wild.
Here's an interesting one, right? Being that we've got a bit of premiership fever right now, you know what I mean? And Norm Smith fever. Like, does Will Ashcroft take that type of jump? Because people are paying attention to him now. Does he take that type of jump and start polling votes? I don't think he will get that many because Neil's still there. But, like, he's so clean at the footy and he gets impactful possessions as well with definitely goal assists. Does he start to get a bit of a, you know, a rub from
he
the...
He should.
Should, yeah.
We'll see if he does that.
I mean, didn't play a full season this year, so... Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that's another little cheeky one. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else could possibly, like, I don't know, Noah Anderson, if, you know, Gold Coast get a few more wins.
Well, he didn't actually poll. Rao was the one that actually...
Actually, no, you're right. Rao was the one who ended up polling.
Really I was listening to another pod where it's like, was it Dendos footy maybe? Anyway, where they're saying, well, now that we're all saying...
Actually, you know what? Shout him out because we shout out our YouTubers probably, unlike Dylan Alexander. What was this? Sorry. No, look. Appreciate the comment from Dylan Alexander.
Oh, we love Dylan.
He pulled a little a Dino quote about Jirion, that he's a bit of a Tex Walker Ruckman type. A Tex Walker Ruckman.
Ruck Tex.
And he didn't say the name. So,
that's all right. We'll forgive
him. He didn't say AFL enjoys. Who did you just shout out there? Because we do it properly.
It's Dylan Alexander. Great guy.
He's a great guy. Were you going to say Dylan about
I was going to shout out Dan Does Footy.
Dan Does Footy. So we're going to shout out Dan Does
I think it was
Dan
anyway.
Properly.
Dan Does Footy needs the recognition as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, how about
we're just giving him the rub, you know what I mean? So,
no, I think I was saying something like, now that everyone's kicked up a stink about Bont not getting votes, it's like an overcorrection. Next year, the umps are like, fuck, should we give Bont a few more votes?
I actually thought about that with Cripps. Like, will they actually give him less votes because of that?
Maybe.
Knowing but the look, umpires, yes, they will.
But it's fine now. He's won 2. And then, you know.
You're not going to win a third.
Nah.
I want a serious question to George now. Obviously, loving it. Like, Cripps winning Brownlow is great. How much percent of you was thinking, this useless team. We have this Superman.
No, that's what I say. I say that every week.
But how much of you was happy versus you spuds? Like, we have this guy here. Why aren't we making prelims or finals?
It was half-half, man.
Half-half. Yeah. Fair enough, man. Because yeah. I was thinking that for you. I'm like, these Carlton guys in the chat are having a great time. Fair enough. Mm. Enjoy the night.
Look, but that, like, when it's all said and done and you're watching the brand, you want your player to win, right?
Yeah, of course, of course.
But
of
yeah, like, man, he ain't got that many years left, man. Just it's up to the rest of the boys to get their shit together.
But just like, yeah, I don't know. Mm. I agree with you. I don't know. I think it's fun when you guys are in the prelim. Like this year, if we're all being honest, there wasn't a lot of hype.
It's got to be flat. Yeah. Did you get a bit flat?
Bit flat at the end there in Victoria.
Even this grand final, I've heard louder grand finals, man.
I really, like I said, I appreciated. My eyes were like, this is a different vibe here. I'm seeing maroon. I'm seeing red. This is nice. Mm. Some different colour, you know?
Yeah, Logan Morris, new
Logan
kid.
Morris, like who's this guy?
Yeah,
you know?
Will Ashcroft, great. You know, show, you know,
love it.
On the big stage. It was
would be,
nice.
Would be
like, refreshing.
I don't care if Carlton's in there or not, but imagine it's like navy blue versus like a red. You know, it's a nice contrast on the eye, you know?
That's fair, man. I rate that. Aesthetic.
Aesthetic. Like I want a different aesthetic every year. Yeah. You know, give me something different. Like shuffle the randomizer. Yeah. Let's
about
get something different.
Royal blue and white.
A bit of a brown and gold blue. V dark blue. I don't that's got a vibe to it, man. I don't know.
Look, I'm liking the dark blue vibes. But look, not having Melbourne finals. Yeah, it makes a difference to the vibe in the city for sure.
Imagine about a blue and white, be a bit of red and black.
Yeah, that's it.
What?
You know?
What in a
bit of nourishment for those north
in the VFLW?
Yeah, in the VFLW, bad. Hey. I don't know. Does this?
We don't talk about that because we don't really watch it. But yeah. North ladies are doing well, bro. I'm
they,
just
they,
putting
they
that
do
out
do
there.
Quite well.
They've
man.
Been a traditionally good team, haven't they?
Yeah,
we just haven't won the big one yet.
Yeah, true.
This might be the year. Anyway, you were saying that.
I don't know what I was going to say.
I was saying different aesthetics in the finals.
Yeah, look, that was the aesthetics in the finals are important. Talk about aesthetics, right? And you know, maybe changing colors. You guys want to talk about some more changes that have come up? Wow. Some more rumors?
No, what?
You know, so like, coming, going to Adelaide. Thoughts on that?
What do you mean? Wait, what?
I'm just talking about you're players talking leaving. Talk, it's about trade trades. I don't know. Oh, I tried to segue and you were just like
no,
trying
because you said colours. I'm like...
Changing colours.
Is the team changing their logo or the colours?
No, man. No.
Players.
New familiar faces, new places.
Well, why is that coming to the Crows?
To the Crows. I think it's a great move, man. He goes back to the halfback. Brody Smith can retire. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Because then they had... he's Miller. He's done his ACL, so he'll be back at some point. But
yeah.
They need a replacement.
Yeah, no. So I like it because he's been playing out on the wing. You know, he's played a bit more of a selfless role. I think he's a good enough kick and a half back still to, you know, be a very handy player for him.
He's just been injured for the last two seasons, really.
It's a good get.
Yeah, no, I like him. Generally, what are the other moves? You know, we're talking about, you know, possible Caleb Daniel to North.
I'll take anything at the moment. Yep,
yeah, I think,
for sure.
Look, big helmet, little helmet would be pretty sweet. You know, so mate, literally like the tallest player and the shortest
could
player.
Could you imagine
on the team.
If North socials don't post Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito twins poster with them two, you're fired.
100%.
This is the official idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, you heard it here first. But no, that's a nice little one. Any other sort of things popped up?
There was Lukosius requesting Port.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a good get for him.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Look, I think the fact that... So Charlie Dixon retired. That's something else that popped up in the middle of the week.
He'll play
forward. I think at least it's a replacement there, but... It's a very like small, like these are big, like they're key forwards, but they're very small. You know what I mean? Like Lukosius is, you know, he's a bit scrawny. Marshall's a bit scrawny. Who else is up there? Georgiadis has a bit of grunt to him, even though he's not the tallest.
Does Radaglia go back to defense now?
I think so.
That's a lot of tools.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe like you just play Radaglia instead of Marshall, to be honest with you, and you have those big three. I think, to be honest, look, I think that's a better like, I don't know, just for me, when I think of a forward line, I think you need two bruising type guys, I think, you know, and then maybe a guy who's not as strong. I think that Lukosius should play, like if Houston was to go and they don't get Perryman, for example, because Perryman's getting off the big dosh by Collingwood and
that's
by Hawthorne. It is interesting. If they don't get Perryman who can, you know, slot into that role on halfback, maybe Lukosius goes back because he's a great kick. You know,
he still hasn't found his role.
I think he's
been played everywhere.
I think some of the beef this year with Hardwick was he wants to be a forward because when he was back, it pretty quickly changed to moving him back forward. And I think the reason was he didn't want to play back.
Oh, Lukosius actually didn't want to play
back. I don't think so. So, and you know, he was drafted a forward. Forwards, you have to be a certain type of forward to want to play back when you're younger. Like that's like a later career sort of move. I don't know.
Look, but I think if you, I don't know. It'll be interesting because obviously, to go to Port and to choose Port, there's reasons. They would have given him an idea of what their plan is for him. Is it just, hey man, you get to hang out with Connor Rosie, your mate? You know, is it that, but we need you to play defense? I probably not, but I don't know. It's an interesting one there.
Yeah. I mean, when you go to Adelaide, there's two options for teams. So
if I had to guess, Radaglia goes back, Lukosius goes forward, and that's it.
I agree with that.
So then there's the Houston thing's interesting. He's requested to go back to Victoria, but not nominated a team. North and Carlton.
Yes.
In the stakes.
We're battling it out.
I've said already take him. So
it goes without saying, we can use any help, and he's an All-Australian. Yeah. Like, it would be great. But I am a little bit concerned by mortgaging the future first, if that's true.
Yeah. I think look, if we were to do that, I want something back. I don't know if it's a future first back from Port, and we just literally swap picks, and maybe we give him a future second as well.
I think the talk is, we're paying, man. Like, he's an All-Australian under contract. It's...
Look, I get it, but at the same time, they're happy to let him go. You know what I mean? Like, why would you be happy to facilitate a trade?
I don't think they're happy to let him go, man.
You reckon?
No.
I don't know. Interesting.
Well, anyway, yeah, look.
They seem to finesse us in trades a lot. Like, the Pollock deal, where they got the Butters pick for that. That, like, so I can't really ever really recover from that. And then the thing is...
Same type of player.
Yeah, man. Look. I know. Look, the thing about that, like the thing about like the Horn Francis trade, right? We did really well with what we got. I'm happy with what we got. And I actually kind of want to do a video talking about it. I'm happy with what we got out of that trade. You know, it ends up being Cadman and Horn Francis for Wardlaw and Sheasel, which I think is a win, right? And then we got Taylor Goad as well, who will probably never play in the AFL. But anyway, prove me wrong. I want him to. I want him to be good.
Young developing rock. He'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, but he's hyper-athletic, so hopefully, you know, bodes well for him. I digress. The fact that Port paid so little to get Horn Francis.
Yeah.
They, like, honestly, they didn't pay a lot. And they got Willie Rioli in the deal as well. That's the thing that pisses me off. They always seem to win trades, and I don't want him to win this trade. It was, again, I'm sick of it.
I think they will, though. Yeah. I hate to burst your bubble, but...
I don't want to.
I think if an All-Australian under contract's wanting to leave, you're not letting him go unless you're getting good stuff in return.
Yeah,
fair enough. We've got the good stuff to offer. That's why I'm a little bit worried. But at the same time, if you're a developing team, at some point you need to say, the draft's... We've got enough young kids. Let's just go now.
Yeah,
for 1 year, just get rid of some picks.
Mate.
I'll G it up if it happens, but...
Let's be fair, man. Dan Houston in Supercoach, if he was in North...
Oh, pig.
Bro.
Absolute pig.
Bro, he'd be a 650K defender, bro. It'd be crazy.
Matt's eyes are...
Oh, my eyes are lighting up. Caleb Daniel as well. My eyes are lighting up for Caleb Daniel.
Forward defense.
Yeah. Oh, for North. Bro, he would literally be like the Aaron Hall, Zeeble replacement. Can you imagine we replace Aaron Hall and Zeeble for Daniel and Houston?
Right.
How much better that is?
Bit of a
actual, you know, they've got a little bit of, you know, actually can kick
it
well.
I forgot about Aaron Hall and Zeeble.
Do you remember that? That was the best.
Meters gained goat.
Didn't he get 1,000 meters gained or something, Aaron Hall? And probably completely ineffective. Like,
he answered the question, what would happen if one player just bombed the ball as far as they could every time they touched it? That's Aaron Hall. Anyway.
And then pinged his hamstring.
Yeah. Yeah. I kicked it that far.
Oh, what about the grand final sprint with Dion Prestia and Fantasia being sprinted? Surely not, bro. Surely that you...
I saw that. I'm like, even the article acknowledged that, like, the second paragraph was like, the runners have been announced. Dion Prestia, despite his injury history. Even the article said it.
They must have just done a jog, bro. I don't remember really seeing them where they placed, because I was just watching the front.
They just really needed grand final tickets.
true. Now, I gotta say, like, did it almost look like Darcy Wilson won it? It was pretty close.
I thought he did.
Because I think he put his hands through the actual banner first. But was it the banner or was it those cones that were put there?
It's Collingwood Rub, man. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps.
He's a special talent, Darcy Wilson. Speed and both speed and endurance.
Yeah.
It's one or the other, bro. This guy's got both.
Oh, no. It's impressive.
Yeah,
man.
Not fair.
Now we just need Dylan Stevens to get a bit of that. You know what I mean?
Dylan Stevens doesn't have that first few steps to him.
Nah.
He doesn't.
Nah.
He's not it.
Shout out to Darcy Wilson. He's one of the shining lights for Saints, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's a little, you know, little shout out to Saints.
He's a good player.
Anyone else in the news in a big way?
Yeah, I don't have my phone, so I can't really check. I was hoping that one of you guys would get the phone.
Because Trey Beard hasn't started, the only really confirmed ones are the coming. The Melbourne guy, what's his name?
Neil Bullen. Yeah, but I feel like if we wanted to talk about that, we could have talked about that last week. It's
not that interesting.
Yeah, to be honest with you. I think it should be a decent enough pickup for him because, you know, versatile guy, half forward, midfield. You know, he can sort of, I reckon he could rotate with Rankin a little bit, midfield, half forward.
Yeah, he was just fine. I mean, even Bailey Smith apparently was a lock for Geelong and then not so much of a lock.
Yeah. I've heard that it's a bit more of a lock now.
Yeah.
I've heard that because I was watching. How good was it? Did you guys watch Gettable, the most recent one?
That was, that was like a 40-minute sesh.
With the trade wall?
Yeah.
That was, man, that is exactly what I want in a video. Mm. I want it to just be him going through all the players and what's going on with each of them. And you got faces there because of the nice visual. The only thing I will say, and I've got a complaint now, AFL.com app is shocking. Mm. It is shocking. So Gettable is on that, and I think it's on Spotify as well.
Mm.
First of all, the audio on the Spotify is shocking, so I can't hardly listen to it. At least with the AFL one, I get the visual. It always tells me on my phone, video failed 24/7 support or something every like 5 minutes. So then I got to go out of it, watch the ad again, and then I got to skip to the part that I was up to.
AFL conspiracy.
Rubbish. AFL conspiracy. They hate Android users. I don't know what it is, man.
It's,
do you guys cop that as well when you watch Gettable on the
I don't watch it. I watch it on the PC. I listen to it on Spotify while I drive. So okay, I put up with the audio. But even then, if I did want to sit and watch it. The Spotify, like certain pods have video. They don't have it for that.
Yeah. Can they just put it on YouTube?
It's a very visual. Exactly. Put it on YouTube.
Can they just put it on YouTube?
Like, on YouTube, 100%.
No. No. I don't think so, I'd watch it every time. Look, I don't know. Maybe my thinking is that I don't know if the AFL gets like what their deal is in regards to like YouTube monetization. Like maybe that's the issue. Maybe they get bad, you know, monetization on YouTube, so they just put it on their website for more, you know, ad revenue on their website. Would be, but like, come on, man, come on, just step it up. This is the best, like, second best AFL podcast. You know, and,
you know. So Dan does footy that one.
But anyway, yeah. Well, it was really helpful, and I specifically like when there's one trade that implicates another trade. And then it's like, now these picks could be used in the North trade with Houston, but only if this happens.
The Fremantle thing, that we might try.
They're like a secret, that there's Sherlock Holmes like doing this shit, trying to work out what's going on.
Yeah,
I would love to be like buddies with the North or any teams like list management during this time of the year. So much fun.
Yeah. Mate, I hate those in the know guys on the big footy forums. They all think that they, I had lunch with Clarko and, yeah, they say stuff like that. I'm just
my
like,
dad's a janitor at North Melbourne. And he's telling me Bailey Smith's a shoe in.
You know, those dudes, like, they just because they say stuff and you're just kind of like, I want this to be true.
Some
you
of the, I mean? Some of the guys have good reputations on Big Footy, though. They're like the ones that always get it right.
There you go.
I don't know.
Planting the seeds. Yeah. We'll do a bit of a, I don't know what content we'll do over the next few weeks, but definitely reactions to trades and so on, free agency.
Yeah, look, I think draft stuff's something we've got to hit up. I'm going to do NBL Supercoach perhaps. You know, I don't know if anyone's interested in that, but, you know, I did the Supercoach videos early in the season for AFL, but, you know, I thought might as well, you know, because they're fun and easy videos to make. So I might just, you know, do some of those. You know.
Why not?
I might or might not. We'll see how we go. That's how we go.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. I might do NBL Supercoach videos. and it makes me think, like, if it starts doing well, I might even, I think, do I do a Supercoach Enjoy a separate channel at some point? I don't know. We'll see.
Ask the people. Ask the people.
Supercoach Enjoyers separate podcast. I don't know, man. We'll see. I think the thing is, I need to have a Supercoach season where I finish like top five. You know what I mean? Like, I need like a bit of a rep. Get a bit of rep, because otherwise I should have
documented that year where I was 50th.
Man. I know, bro. You would have been, you know, Supercoach. You would have been famous, man. I remember. Here's an interesting thing. This is we're talking about it 2-3 years ago, right before we started AFL Enjoyers, right? I remember saying to you, if you win Supercoach, we're starting a podcast. I remember saying to you, like, we win.
Instantly traded out, like, the best player.
Yeah, that's it. Georgie was a bit apprehensive about starting a pod.
No, I don't think that's true at all. I was very much for it. I'd say I was one of the bigger advocates.
You sure? I reckon I was the pusher and the... That's how I remember. Look, I have poor memory.
When we sell up because this is like a $1 billion pod, we're like Zuckerberg versus the other guys. It's like, they diluted my shares, the bastards. But being high up on Supercoach is like the most stressful thing ever, man.
Yeah,
you're spending like 100 hours per week just trying to do a thing. Then you do a dumb trade and you lose your spots.
Yeah, well, I felt that. Torture. I feel that with Fantasy Premier League at the moment. I was killing it in Classic, and then all of a sudden I have I got a 57 or 58. It was 1 point below the average. I'm just like, man, I was killing it. And now I really should have done my wild card and I didn't. I don't know. I'm stressed in saying that, though. FPL draft, dominating, bro. Dominating. Luis Diaz, he's been the GOAT, you know. What's his name? We've got the Robbo. We've got Kanate for Liverpool. We've got Raya. Man, we're doing really good, man. I'm very happy. Very smug. Look, and I think the team has there's room for improvement. Anthony Gordon hasn't done anything yet.
It's all right, man.
Eddie Nketiah.
You can talk about your hot start, or we can talk about the guy who won it last year, who's sitting right here. Throwing a bit of shade back. All right.
Well, look, this year, in saying that, like this year, I did ruin the treble, right? I got the Supercoach draft win. And this year, I'm taking it all, buddy. I'm taking it all.
You can come for it if you want. Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll update our fans on.
Maybe I got to do FPL draft enjoyers as well. just brag about my draft team.
Go for it, Manta. Yeah. Enjoys isn't trademarked yet, so you can take it for now.
True. Is it? Who knows? Hopefully it's not trademarked. anyway, look, I think we'll probably round that up there.
Yeah, round it up.
Leave it there.
Thanks for watching. It's been a great season.
It has been a great season.
True. You know? Officially the end
season,
of the
season 2 of FL Enjoys.
Yeah, no footy for months.
Look, there's still footy content to come because, you know, there's trade period, there's draft, there's still plenty to go. But huge season. Congrats, boys. You know, honestly, like another job well done, you know, covering another year of footy. Like I think it's something to be proud of. So well done, lads. And I've enjoyed every moment, you know.
Thanks to the viewers and listeners. Congrats to Brizzy.
Congrats to Brizzy, of
course. Commiserations to the Swans.
Flowers to Brisbane. Flowers to Cripper.
Flowers to Cripper. And
who else won something?
I don't know. that's the important stuff, really.
That's it.
Flowers to Caleb Dunner.
Caleb Dunner, come to North, you know. Anyway, cheers, guys.
We're done.
See you on the next
Take care.
Something.